Hey, Mr. Ponce, we're going to be talking about my siblings, so we need education. Why do we need it helps people become better citizens, get a better paid job, shows the difference between good and bad education, and shows us the importance of hard work. And at the same time, helps us grow and develop. Thus, we are able to shape a better society to live in by knowing the respecting rights, laws, and regulations. Y'all know this, never mind. Education is the key to success, because, like, if you get a good education, you do good in school, you shouldn't have no problem unless you do commit like a crime or like a robbery or anything like that. You shouldn't have no problem getting into college. Right. Or any stuff, anything like that. So, like, say, I believe education is the most important tool you can receive that can bring you to most success in society today. Education. My lessons, the challenges you will face in life, the more knowledge you gain, the more opportunity will open up to allow individuals to achieve better possibilities in career and personal growth. What's the benefits for higher education, son? It is studying at university or college can help make young people more independent as they learn to manage their own money and time much more than they might have had to previously. Hey, what is y'all doing? I need to get off me. But I might have previously the social aspect of higher. What is y'all doing? Yeah, my fault. It's my dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's my dogs anyway. But higher education is also benefit the students as they meet like-minded people and form new friendships. My stomach hurt. Oh my god. So, hold on. We already talked about that. Advantages of civic education. We're gonna talk about that. Citizenship. Education gives people the knowledge and skills to understand, challenge, and engage with democratic society, including politics, the media, civil society, and economy, and the law. That's one thing. Like, let's see, what is civics and its importance? Civics is a study of relation of rights and duties of citizenship. Essentially, civics is about what citizens of a nation can do. When you are a citizen, you are considered part of the nation and have an active role in determining what that nation do. Oh my god. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. What is civic knowledge? And that was my dog. My dog had pulled it some gas. I'm sorry for saying that. If y'all didn't want to hear that or any of that. But civic knowledge means the knowledge that people create, use, and preserve when they act as members of a civil society. But it's the concept of civics. Civics is the study of rights and obligations of citizens in society. The term derives from the Latin word civicus, meaning relating to a citizen, which derives from the Latin word civis, meaning citizen. The term relates to behavior affecting other citizens, particularly in the context of urban development. Okay, that's one thing. So, hold on. He draw one, I draw four on him. He be like, God, please. Oh, I'm sorry. What is an example of civic? The definition of civic is something related to government, citizens, or city. An example of civic is a local government official, civic official, or relating to or being or belonging into a city, and citizen or relation or citizenship, municipal or civical, or relating to the citizen or of good relationships and its rights and duties. What is civic value? Civic value are the values we learn to respect as citizens as set forth in the Declaration of Independence and the preamble to the Constitution. All people are created equal, were endowed with inalienable rights, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. What are values in society? Society values reflect how we relate to society. Society values include justice, freedom, respect, community, and seeing our society doesn't practice many values. We have a risk in discrimination, abuse of power, greed, etc. So yeah, hold on.
Hold on.
I got 2 more minutes left.
What?
Hold on, I got 2 more minutes left. 2 more minutes. Just let me finish right quick. I did 2. My fault. Wait. What are the benefits or values? 8 benefits of undefining your values. Values help you find your purpose. Values help you react in difficult situations. Help you make decisions. Keep clear out clutter. Help you choose the right career. Help you develop a sense of self. Help increase your confidence and help your overall happiness level. What value are most important to you? Here's some examples of core values from which you may wish to choose. Dependability, reliability, loyalty, commitment, open-mindedness, consistency, honestly, efficiency, or something like that. Alright, so we back. So y'all go ahead and keep listening. Like, keep listening to my podcast things. And then it can help me get money. And then I can help y'all by giving y'all stuff. Like helping y'all, so like I can go ahead and share me to y'all friends or whatever. And then, shoot, that's all I gotta say. And I don't gotta say no more. Peace.